Gonna be now, and it's Dean Davey, his brother. Here we go, it's Dean Davey in the lead position. Jake Davey there with him. Look at the proximity. Jake Davey is pushing up onto the door of his brother, but Dean is going full ham. He's trying to push away. Look at the angle from Dean. He roars down the top straight here and walks.
Oh, loses
Jake
the front
Davey
bumper.
Is with him. There goes the bumper. Who needs a bumper? That is battle action.
Well, that was commentary on a drifting race between two Davey brothers from near Ballinafad in Sligo. 19-year-old Dean Davey and his 16-year-old brother Jake. They were competing in the National Pro 2 Drift Championship this year, and it turned out to be a very good season for Jake, who at 16 years of age was crowned the National Drift Champion in his class for 2025. Now, if you're wondering what drifting is, well, it was a new one on me too. It's two cars on a racing track, and they're not allowed to drive in a straight line. They deliberately oversteer, and it's not a race in the conventional sense of getting to the finish line first. Instead, drivers are judged according to the speed, angle, showmanship and line taken through a corner or set of corners. The origin of the sport of drifting are found in Japan in the 1970s, but over the past 20 years it has grown in popularity around the world, not least here in Ireland. To explain how drifting works, we paid a visit this week to the Davey household just outside Ballinafad to chat to Dean, Jake and their dad Nicky about what exactly drifting is.
I suppose drifting is it's a real competitive sport. The way it works, I suppose, it's you have to be sideways all the time. So if you are not sideways, you end up losing. And
so you're in a car on a racing track, like, say, yeah, Mondello Park.
Yeah.
And the car cannot stay straight when you're moving.
Yeah, it cannot stay straight. It has to be sideways the whole time. Yeah, so like what you were saying, you have to be up in some of the, like Mondello, up there on some of the tracks there, and you're given a layout for the track, and you have to go on the layout, and you have to be sideways the whole time.
Without driving off the track, obviously.
Without driving off the track, yeah, yeah. And then I suppose things can get, it could be getting a bit complicated in. So you have to do your run, and they score you out of 100 with your first run. And you basically, it's the top 32 drivers get to battle each other. So then that means there's two cars driving around the track.
So each race consists of two cars, just it's a two-horse race.
That's right, yeah, it's a two-horse race, yeah, only. And it's a knockout stages as well. So if you lose your first battle, that means you're gone. So it can be an actual cruel sport sometimes. Like, you know, you put so much into it, and if a car breaks down, or if you've only a split second to make up your mind what to do, and if you're not on your A game, you're just knocked out straight away.
Okay, and just to add further complexity, it's not a simple question of first past the finish line wins. Car one has to stay in front at all times, and car two, or the chasing car, has to mimic what the front car is doing.
That's right, yeah. So as what you were saying, the lead car, we call it, is in front, and then the chase car is behind. So the lead car has to go, the judges has given us a layout to go by, and we have to match that. And then the lead car, the chase car then behind, then has to mimic the lead car. And no, it's not about the first car, whoever finishes across the line first, it's not about that. It's whoever matches the angle wins, yeah.
So can the lead car do pretty much anything within the rules?
Not really, no. He has to stay on line, and if he comes off the line, he will actually get penalty'd for that. So he actually has to stick with the line, and if he goes off that line, he will actually end up losing.
And a bit like canoe slalom, there are markers on the track that lead car has to drive over or clip on the way, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So you have we call it a front clip, which is the front of your car, or it's a back clip, which is the back of your car. And normally there's a white mark on the tarmac painted on, and you have to hit the white mark and the whole way around the track. Yeah.
It sounds complicated on the radio, but when you see it on a video or in the flesh at a circuit, it maybe is easier to grasp. Let's talk to two of the guys who have raced against one another, and we heard a bit of their race from earlier this season a few moments ago. That's Dean Davey, who's 19, and his brother Jake, who's 16. Dean, I think you were the lead car in the race we were listening to a moment ago.
I was, yeah. I was the lead car, and Jake was chasing me first off, and to be fair, he put the pressure on me from behind, and it actually ended up, I don't know what's sore to say, but my younger brother bit me.
A rarity, says you, a rarity. Yeah. So when you're the lead car, what are the key things for you that you're trying to do?
I suppose keep a cool head and don't let the pressure, or I suppose even when you hear the noise of the car behind you being right beside you, like, I mean, a couple of inches, sometimes even pushing you around the track, try not to let that get into your head, and I suppose stay focused and make sure you're hitting all the clips and keeping fast.
You can't drive straight, as your dad said a moment ago, so you're at an angle that the back of the car is constantly drifting, it looks to my uneducated motorsport eye. So is the car configured to do that, or is that down to your skill as a driver?
To somewhat it is, yeah. I suppose all these cars before we got them did have an NCT on them, like, but we have modified them in some ways to make them drift, but they're not far off your normal car. They're in between, like, a roll car and a rally car. They have the roll cage and everything. And the diff, I suppose, is the main thing. They're welded, and you have pieces in the front wheels that give you extra lock. So when you're going sideways, drifting, you can go on bigger angle, and it sort of helps you so you're not straightening, because, as my dad was saying, you cannot drive straight, or else it's not going to be a good day for you.
Jake Davey, when you're in the chase car, the second car, is life easier because all you've got to do is follow the leader to a certain degree?
Yeah, no, definitely not. It's definitely not easier. You're focusing on a lot of things. You're looking at the car in front, what he's up to, and you also have to be close. So I'm talking like millimetres away from the door or their back bump or the wall. So it's a lot of things you have to get close to, but once it pays off, it's fairly cool. Like, you're looking back and saying it's cool. And no, it's really enjoyable from driving behind in the chase position. It's definitely better.
So you've got to mimic exactly what the car in front is doing.
Yeah, that's right. And you have to be not only mimic what they do, they have to be on their doors. And when you're moving from side to side, you have to be as close as their back bumper. You score extra points by doing that.
Okay, so how long does a race last? How many laps typically do you do?
Yeah, it depends on each circuit. Roughly it lasts around 30 to 40 seconds per lap. And yeah, it depends on each circuit. Depends what one you're at.
When you complete the race duration, Dean, there's no checkered flag as such, because it's not first past the post. There are judges to decide who wins.
Yeah, so I suppose when you come to the start line, you take off and do the layout as showed, and we are obviously shown where the layout ends as well. So when we go by that, we straighten and just radios, walkie talkies to our spotters, and they do tell us what to do or what to improve on, or if we have to go close to the other car. So.
So are you getting instructions during the race?
Not during the race. Once we do one lap, we straighten, we're driving back around to the start line, and then we're told by our spotters what to do if we need to go close or what's happening.
And when the race is over then, Jake, is it a bit like a boxing ring or maybe figure skaters, where you go to the judges and you're waiting for them to hold up the cards and tell you what you've won?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like boxing now. We line up beside each other, we get out of the cars, we shake hands after a good battle, like, and or even if it was a bad battle, we'd still get out of the car and shake hands. But we've a marshal in front of us, and they'd wave a flag either left or right of the car, and I would show the winner.
And you've been a winner on a couple of occasions this season, because you were recently crowned Irish Pro 2 Drift champion at the age of 16.
Yeah, it was definitely a special moment for us. I got to battle Dean in the top four of that round, and No, it was a really good experience for me. I really enjoyed that one.
And what was this national title you won? Was it a once-off race, or was it over the course of a season?
Yeah, it was a course of over the five rounds. It was across all Ireland, up the north, in Kildare, Cork, Kerry. There's a lot of different places. But no, it consists over five different rounds, and the points that I gathered up, I managed to come first. So each round you win, you get over 100 points. So I managed to win two of them, and I tried to stay consistent and managed to get the top points out of the whole season. So it was a good season for us.
And to be a national champion at the age of 16, you're still in school in the Abbey Community College in Boyle. Are you typical of the age profile for drifting?
No, not really. I think I'm one of the youngest doing it, so it's hard trying to focus everything, your school and getting stuff, homework and all that stuff done, but no, I'm one of the youngest there.
Can't let the homework drift either, can you?
No, definitely not. No.
Dad, can I ask you just about the sport? I mean, this is a new sport to me, I have to say. How new is it to Ireland, drifting?
It's been here now, competitively, it's been here about 20 years. Yeah, so I am at it about maybe 10 years. And yourselves, you'd be at it 3 years, Dean? Is that
yeah,
it? Three
I'm,
years
at, I'm at it 4 years, so I am. And then I think Jake didn't take long to take after the two of us. It was, what, 2 years you're at it now?
Yeah, I'm at it 2 years now and no regrets since. So, yeah.
What is the motorsport story for the Davy family, Nicky? Is your background in motorsport?
It's not really. Well, we done a lot of go-karting, and then we sort of progressed from the go-karting. We actually went up one day up to Mandela. It was a thing called Jap Fest. It was a place where all the Japanese cars go, and was a drift event on up there. As soon as we went up, we seen it, we just fell in love with it and said we'll try and give this a go. So I bought a car and done a bit of work on it, and then I just done a couple of practice days, and then after that I said I'd like to compete. So yeah, I started competing then, and then the boys then, they fell in love with it then, and they wanted to compete then as well.
You mentioned Japan. Is Japan the originator of this event?
Yeah, it originally came from Japan. Yeah, and that's why a lot of the cars now are all Japanese cars, and that's coming, that's been driving in it. Yeah.
And is it a big evolution from go-karting to drifting?
Oh yes, massive. All right, but it really, the go-karting really helped us because it gave us a good line to work with. Yeah, but the speed now would be totally different. Like Jake there, he was 15 when he actually won it, but he was driving a 400 horsepower car. Dean, he's driving, was it 650 horsepower? So like, there is big power in the cars. Like, yeah.
So lads, give us a sense of what sort of speeds you can reach here, because it on a video mightn't look hugely fast, but it is deceptively quick, the actual speed you can do here.
Yeah, I mean, it does depend what track you're on too, because some of them are slower than others, but I suppose if you average it out, coming into the first corner of most tracks, you'd be doing maybe 130 kilometres or so. It's pretty wild, to be honest. Every now and again, I do stand back and watch other cars going around the track and think, this is such a crazy sport, like you're doing 130 kilometres into a corner and actually trying to put the car sideways by using the handbrake. So yeah, it's pretty wild.
What is the draw to this drifting for you guys? Like, is it the speed? Is it the tactics? What's the pull for the two of you?
I don't know if there's much of a pull now. It's just, I don't know, enjoyed it a lot. Going out there competing against my brother, I think it's definitely one of the biggest things. I try to, you know, push harder than him and try and get the edge of him. No, I think that's a major thing. Why?
So you're only in this, Jake, to get the bragging rights at the dinner table, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Dean, for you, what's the attraction?
I'd have to say the adrenaline, like from start to finish, from when we're loading, fixing the cars, loading the cars, driving down. it's all just great crack. Like, you're always with your friends and family and having a laugh. And when we get down to the track, then the adrenaline when you're driving is something else. Like, you're doing, as I said, 1 to 30 kilometers and pulling up the handbrake. But yeah, that's the adrenaline anyway. But I think another thing too that a lot of people do fall in love with drifting is the friends you do make down there. Like, I'll be honest, most, I'd say 99.9% of the people down there, if not 100, are the most genuine people you could meet. Like, if our cars break down, they'd come over and help us to fix it. If theirs break down, we do try and go and help them. We don't know that much, but we do try and help out where we can, like, you know.
And the interest levels, Nicky, in drifting are clearly growing. It is appealing to more and more people.
That's right, yeah. Like, from once I first started to now, like, you know, we were over, it was a grand final, the European final, I would say, over in Poland. There was 56,000 people in a stadium watching it. Like, you know, it was something else. The atmosphere was unbelievable. And what made it even better, it was an Irishman that won it. So it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Irish seem to be good at it. How is the sport catching on here?
The sport is, to be honest, nearly... Ireland is one of the toughest countries in the world with it, because the level is so good here in Ireland. Like, the drivers are unbelievable. And... which is good for us, because it's absolutely pushing us. We have to be 100% out on track. And if we're not 100%, we'll end up losing and going home, like, you know. So, yeah, it's grown and grown and grown, the sport. Even from once when I started to now, like, you know, it's unbelievable, like, you know, the amount of people that's following it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, guys, this is not... stock car racing. There's no overt contact allowed. There's a certain amount of contact allowed. Is it a dangerous sport, would you say?
I suppose when you're not driving the cars and you're looking at it, you'd think it's crazy. Like, I mean, one wrong move and your car could be upside down, but that wrong move would want to be a fairly bad one, if you get me. Like, so I suppose once you've been driving for so long, you do get the hang of it, and you know what you can get away with doing and what you just most definitely don't do, you know. But yeah, I suppose there's the safety features now in the cars. You have the roll cage, we've a hands device that's connected to our helmet to stop our necks from moving, you know. So we wear fireproof suits as well. There's a lot of safety features to the car, but... no, I think personally I'd say no, it wouldn't be the most dangerous sport.
And in terms of your national title, Jake, was that the All-Ireland of drifting, so to speak?
Yeah, it would be kind of the All-Ireland of my class that I'm in, the Pro 2. So yeah, it's my class I'm in.
Yeah. And what's the ambition for the two of you guys? Like, you want to keep on doing this as you move into manhood, etc.? Is it something you want to keep your toe involved in?
Yeah, definitely. Dream for me would be, I'm doing a carpentry apprenticeship now, and I'd like to hang up the boots and go drifting full time at that. So it'd be a much easier life, I think.
Do you think, Nicky, it could get to a point where maybe some of the best drifters could make a living out of this long term if the sport continues to grow at the rate it seems to be growing?
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of lads like in... Ireland here, they're actually making a good living over it. Like, they're competing in Europe, they're competing in America, and they're winning hands down. Like, you know, they're annihilating a lot of other lads, like, you know, a lot of big names in the drifting that they're taking down, like, you know, they're making a good living out of it, like, you know. So it is dear for the two boys if they can get their heads down and, you know. Yeah, but I suppose the hardest part is we do a lot of the work ourselves with the cars. So it takes a lot of time. As you can imagine, 3 cars, trying to keep them up to scratch is very, very hard. So we do have we just have ourselves there really doing the work on the cars. Like, I was a carpenter, and Dean is a carpenter, and Jake is in school. So we don't have much knowledge in the mechanic and side of things, but we're learning Like, you know, at the beginning, I suppose I was barely able to change a wheel. Now I can change gearboxes and clutches. So, yeah, we're definitely learning.
Yeah.
Nicky, is drifting an expensive sport, would you say?
Well, it can be as expensive as you want it to be. So, like, it depends on how far you want to push. Like, it can be expensive. So all motorsport is expensive. So, yeah. But, like, if you're thinking about, like, we are the one, I'd like the boys to be able to compete in Europe, whereas if you go to Europe, it gets really expensive there now, right? It's expensive as it is, yeah.
Is that the long-term goal for the three of you, to try and compete internationally as well as nationally?
Well, I'm probably too old for it myself, so no, but the two boys, they have what it takes to compete, like, in, we call it Europe, like, you know, and definitely have what it takes, but financially we don't, like, you know. Yeah,
so financial backing would help these guys achieve their goals, ideally.
Usually, yeah, yeah, because I know they have what it takes. They've proved themselves, like, you know, day in, day out, like, you know, they can do it. Yeah, but for financially it's draining. Yeah.
And Dean and Jake, I assume you'd like to test yourselves on the international circuit, not just the national one.
Yeah, I mean, once you go abroad, it's a different category, isn't it? It's everything's faster, bigger, everything, like, but yeah, I think I'd love to be over there with my family, yeah, chasing the dream, I suppose.
Seeing what the cream of Europe is like, and yeah, who knows, maybe Japan, Jake, one of these years.
Yeah, that would definitely be cool, back where it all began. But no, definitely getting to drive over to Europe, competing against my brother, that would be special too again. Even though we're competing against each other, but going across to different pond would be definitely cool.
You do all the maintenance, the car work is done here in the backyard at home.
That's right, yeah, we've just a small shed. We're lucky enough to have a lift. We only got that a couple of years ago. We were working from the ground, like, you know, so we have a lift now, so, but at the same time we still can't do everything, like, you know, we do as much as we can, yeah. If there's anyone out there that would like to sponsor us, it would be great. Like, you know, anything at all, you know, would be good. It would be better than nothing.
And I forgot to ask, does Dad get a chance to race, or have you retired from drifting at this stage?
Well, the boys are really putting me under pressure. They're for retiring, but I'm not ready to retire yet. Yeah, no, I do compete as well. Yeah, so in fact now I think we're the first people in, definitely in the country, and we're three people in the same is it? Yeah.
The world, yeah.
To be three
people from the same family, you know, a father and two sons doing the drifting, all competing in the same, actually the highest level in the Irish Drift Championship. So I think, yeah. One of the first, definitely.
And if they ever modify the rules of drifting, gents, where they allow three cars on the start line instead of two, that'll be the dream race for the Davies, will it?
Yeah, definitely will be something different. All right, never really happened before in a competitive side of things, but no, that'll be definitely cool to see and do as well.
That is ball action. Jake is down.
Ireland's national Pro 2 drift champion, Jake Davey, along with his brother Dean and dad Nicky. Jake is also a handy Gaelic footballer, by the way, with Eastern Harps and the Sligo County Minors squad at the moment. And if you want to watch the Davies in drifting action, check out their YouTube channel. It's called Davey Drifting, and you'll see video clips of some of their recent races.